श्रील प्रभुपाद की नमः। ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणे। His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given to the world by his words and example the true understanding of loving the Supreme Absolute Truth as a person. Because the process of bhakti, which is the ultimate conclusion of all of the holy shastras, is pure unalloyed devotional service. To understand Krishna as a person and to serve him and love him as a person. Krishna, his supreme nature of love is he can simultaneously express and reciprocate ecstatic feelings with innumerable living entities, each one under the wonderful consciousness that Krishna is reciprocating with me individually and personally. And Srila Prabhupada so wonderfully embodied this quality. Recently I was in London, and one of my elder godbrothers was explaining to me how in the 70s, he was in India with Srila Prabhupada, and one devotee came and gave a check, I believe it was several hundreds of thousands of dollars. Srila Prabhupada was building his temples in Mayapur and Vrindavan, and these were his main collectors. Prabhupada desperately needed that money to build his temples. This devotee left the check, and without saying anything, he left the room. And Srila Prabhupada was so happy to receive the money to continue the construction of his temples. But he asked, "Where is this devotee?" And Prabhupada's secretary explained that this devotee revealed to him that he was somewhat ashamed because the way they were collecting the money, some of the devotees became spiritually weak, just one or two, and they left the Krishna consciousness movement. And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Stop all the collections and bring them all back. For any amount of money, we cannot lose one devotee." To Srila Prabhupada, any single Vaishnav who was coming under his divine grace to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna was more precious than all the wealth in the world. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat explains the same principle. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells us in one passage that in the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any single Vaishnav aspiring to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna is more precious, is more valuable than all of the wealth in all of the creation in the eyes of God. Srila Prabhupada extended that extent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in his own life. I remember one time at New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was giving a class sitting on his Vyasasan. And I was sitting about where Kesha Bharati Prabhu was sitting. And through the whole class, Srila Prabhupada was looking right into my eyes and preaching to me. And at the end of the class, all the devotees went outside. They saw Prabhupada off. And about 25 devotees were saying, through the whole class, Prabhupada was looking at me, meaning them, not me. Everyone in the temple room thought, Prabhupada is only looking at me. He's preaching to me. Because factually, he was. Whatever Srila Prabhupada speaks in his books, whatever he speaks in his tapes, whatever he speaks through his devotees, you should know that he's not preaching simply to the masses. He has that potency. He is personally, individually, uniquely preaching to your heart. And he is giving his mercy to you. In 1972, Srila Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan. And for several weeks, the devotees were very excited to do something that they felt nobody ever offered Srila Prabhupada before. They were going to make a beautiful palanquin and carry him to the top of a mountain. And on top of the mountain, there was a beautiful pandal where Srila Prabhupada would lecture. So this was the talk of the whole community, to make this palanquin for Srila Prabhupada. And the time came when it was time for him to go up the mountain. And his secretary brought him to the pathway that went up the mountain, which was at the brink of a cowherd pasture that was very, very deep in mud. So the secretary brought Srila Prabhupada there, and the kirtan party came with Prabhupada. And I was herding cows at the time, so I happened to be there. And the secretary said, "Where is the palanquin?" And the kirtan party looked at each other, and they didn't know where the palanquin was. Srila Prabhupada was standing out in the middle of this cowherd pasture. So everyone in the kirtan stopped the kirtan and went running looking for the palanquin. And I was with the cows, and Srila Prabhupada was just looking at the cows. And he was very happy to see one of his disciples taking care of cows. So about 20 minutes went by, and they couldn't find the palanquin. It was Prabhupada, his secretary, the cows, and me standing there. So his secretary was very disturbed. So he went to run to look where the palanquin was. Then it was Srila Prabhupada, the cows, and me. And the cows started going to find grasses in different places. So then it was Srila Prabhupada and me. And I was very happy that they could not find the palanquin. I was praying to Krishna, let them find it after some time. So Srila Prabhupada, although he was not in very good health, he was standing with his cane, and he was just looking at this simple herder of cows, and looking at the cows, and looking at the atmosphere. And he was so peaceful, so content, so happy, so encouraging, just explaining how wonderful New Vrindavan was, how fortunate we were to be just like the inhabitants of Vrindavan in the country taking care of Krishna's cows. And about half hour later, they came running with the palanquin. And Srila Prabhupada looked at it, and he just looked like, "You want me to get on this?" And he got on just to please the devotees. And the ride was very difficult. All the devotees were different sizes in the mountains. There were so many rocks. He got to the top and he said, "Thank you very much, but tomorrow, is there a car that can drive me up?" Anyways, it was an instance where when everything was going so wrong, Srila Prabhupada was seeing the opportunity, even at great inconvenience to himself, to somehow or other encourage, inspire, and enliven through his personal association one insignificant devotee in the middle of a pasture with some cows. So we should know how precious every devotee is to Srila Prabhupada. And as Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another. Cooperation means individual personal relationships where we put aside our own egoistic feelings, our own selfish preferences, and see to the needs of each and every devotee. And there is no greater way we can show our love for Srila Prabhupada than showing our love for those he loves. And he loves dearly, personally, every Vaishnav who comes to this path. On many occasions we have heard, although he had so many thousands and thousands of disciples, when he would hear of one that would leave, he would sometimes cry. And he would not be thinking of all the tens of thousands of followers he had, but he would be praying to Krishna, "Please bring him back." Even in 1977, when his movement had spread to over 100 temples on every continent, and wherever he would go, hundreds, sometimes thousands of devotees would be celebrating his appearance at that place. One of our dear friends, one of our godbrothers, he had gone astray because he was having difficulty following the regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada would regularly ask, "Where is he? How could we bring him back?" So we must learn to serve one another as Srila Prabhupada served all of us. And if we can do this, if we can assimilate within our hearts how Srila Prabhupada treasured and loved every devotee in this movement, if we could do this alone, this movement will become Vaikuntha. Each one of our temples will become Vaikuntha. And Krishna will empower us unlimitedly through Srila Prabhupada's divine grace to do anything. Any offense we commit to the Vaishnavas is a pain to the body of Srila Prabhupada. Any service we do to inspire a Vaishnav is a great pleasure to the heart of our Guru Maharaj. So on this very auspicious day of Sri Vyas Puja, you are all like flowers being offered at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. His dream, his desire, was that each and every conditioned soul in this world be given Krishna consciousness. And how we should be willing to take sacrifice in our own life by making such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere within our temples that people of this world will be attracted and understand the beauty and the glory of His divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Srila Prabhupada's mercy is more precious to us than all the wealth in the entire creation. To receive His mercy, we must follow in His holy footsteps and personally serve Him by inspiring, pleasing, serving His children who are more dear to Him than His very life. Thank you very much. Of Srila Prabhupada's devotional service to His Guru Maharaj and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the quality that empowered him to change the hearts of so many millions of people throughout the world. On one occasion in America, one of the most popular of the so-called gurus and yogis was meeting with Srila Prabhupada. And he was praising Srila Prabhupada for about 10 minutes continuously. He was explaining that so many of us, yogis and sadhus from India, have come to the West. And we all know within the core of our hearts that pure devotion to Krishna is the highest conclusion of all religion. But none of us have dared to try to give this information to the people of the West, because they are so sinful. They are so conditioned to bad habits. Their ideas of religion are so materialistic that we wanted to teach them yoga asanas, pranayama, some Sankhya philosophy, massage, and so forth, meditation. But none of us could imagine that the Western people could possibly take to the path of Krishna bhakti. But you have come, and you have taught nothing but Krishna bhakti, and by your powers, you have converted more than any of the rest of us put together. Therefore, no one can do what you have done. I am praising you. Srila Prabhupada, after hearing this glorification, he said to the yogi, "You know that Krishna bhakti is the highest, and you are teaching something else. why you are cheating them. You are a cheater. Bhagavad Gita teaches. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaye shamima sucha. That we should abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to Krishna. Why you not teach them this? And the yogi explained, because he was afraid. He was afraid that it was too high and people would not accept it. Srila Prabhupada's unadulterated presentation of pure, uncompromised Sanatana Dharma made him unique in the world. His translation of Bhagavad Gita as it is did what no other translation could do, fulfill the real purpose of the Gita. Although there were hundreds of Gitas translated in the English language before Srila Prabhupada's arrival, he explained he could not in proper consciousness teach from any of them, because each one, the author, was giving his own interpretation with his own motives. And of all those Gitas, not a single person in the history of the Western world ever took to the process of surrendering to Krishna. Not a single one even believed that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because Srila Prabhupada, with such faith in the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, presented the Gita as it is, throughout the world, people are giving up all their sinful activities. They are accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they are surrendering their lives wholesale to Him. In this way, He performed the greatest miracle in modern times, to transform people's hearts and lives into devotion to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada did not approve of compromising the pure principles of bhakti for anyone's satisfaction or for any type of popularity. This is the principle that he has established, and this was his great desire that we, as his descendants, preserve. We simply present Srila Prabhupada's teachings as it is. And if we have faith in His divine grace, by that faith and by that pure presentation, we will be empowered to change people's hearts, impregnate their lives with devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada gave so much of his life's energy to develop this beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. And what a wonderful opportunity and fortune we have that we can present fearlessly Srila Prabhupada and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure, uncompromised teachings of unalloyed devotional service in the place that he dreamed would transform Bombay, India, and the world to Krishna consciousness. Next year is Srila Prabhupada's centennial. Today is his 99th anniversary of appearance. So for his, as an offering on his 100th appearance day, let us truly strive with great cooperation amongst one another to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's dream and present Krishna consciousness and Bhagavad Gita as it is, as he so fearlessly risked his life to give to the world. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.